Much Ado About Nothing. In Sicily is a town called Messina, which is the scene of a curious storm in a teacup that raged several hundred years ago. It began with sunshine. Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon in Spain, had gained so complete a victory over his enemies that they were long forgotten. Feeling happy and playful after the fatigues of war, Don Pedro came for a holiday to Messina, and in his company were his stepbrother, Don John, and two young Italian lords, Benedick and Claudio. Benedick was a merry chatterbox who had determined to live his life as a bachelor. Claudio, on the other hand, no sooner arrived at Messina than he fell in love with Hero, the daughter of Leonato, governor of Messina. One July day, a perfumer called Baraccio was burning dried lavender in a musty room in Leonato's house when the sound of conversation floated through the open window. "Give me your candid opinion of Hero," Claudio asked, and Baraccio settled himself for comfortable listening. "Too short and brown for praise," was Benedick's reply, but alter her colour or height, and you spoil her." "Oh, in my eyes, she's the sweetest of women," said Claudio. "Not in mine," retorted Benedick, "and I have no need for glasses. She's like the last day of December compared with the 1st of May if you set her beside her cousin. Unfortunately, the Lady Beatrice is a fury." Beatrice was Leonato's niece. She amused herself by saying witty and severe things about Benedick, who called her Dear Lady Disdain.